Let's look ahead to tomorrow's January 6th committee hearings, scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Time, expected to center on possible ties between the Trump administration and right-wing extremist groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. NPR's Claudia Grisales has been following all of this. Hi, Claudia.
Hey there.
And let's add the explosive headline over the weekend, Steve Bannon, the Trump whisperer, if you will, finally agreeing to testify just days before his contempt trial was to begin. And now in court filings, the Justice Department says Bannon lied to the court in that trial, that one of then-President Trump's attorneys spoke to the FBI and contradicted Bannon. Could you flesh that out? And what is the sense that Bannon might actually say anything? We remember he had pleaded that he couldn't speak because he had executive privilege, but that has been challenged. So flesh that out for us.
Right. It was challenged indeed. Former President Trump's attorney told the Justice Department that there was no executive privilege claims to pull from here, that former President Trump didn't weigh in and say Bannon can't testify to certain details because of executive privilege. And they also go on to say in the filing that this is pretty obvious because the January 6th panel wanted to talk to Bannon about his time when he was not in office. So there's no executive privilege to speak of since he was not a White House official during these weeks, months before January 6th and the day of. And so it really confirmed something that they felt that they already knew that they were getting directly in this case from former President Trump's attorney. Now, in terms of him appearing before this committee and testifying, it's clear as well in this filing that the Justice Department is not taking that seriously at all, that it's basically a stalling tactic to try and delay the start of this trial, which is set to begin very soon. And also they say there's clues here that this is not a legitimate offer. For example, Bannon has not turned over any documents, they said in this filing. And if he was truly interested in cooperating right now, he would have turned over documents by now, or he would have told even the panel that he was doing this, which has not happened. So right now, the expectation is he will not testify. And this is just another tactic in his defense against this trial that's about to begin for his contempt of Congress.
He could plead the Fifth, for instance. But how does he intersect, though, with what the committee is trying to do, which is to connect Trump's inner circle with these right-wing extremist groups? Maybe no documents, but plenty of tape, because he has a podcast, and there's that one podcast before January 6th where he said it was going to be, a wild day, and he mentioned a posse coming, and it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. Talk more about what the committee thinks that they can point to.
Right, exactly. So these are the ties that the committee is really going to dig into in this hearing slated for tomorrow, to look at the role of this mob of the extremists groups such as the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the connection, if any, to Trump officials. And so that's going to be difficult. It's a difficult standard they're trying to reach. At the same time, the panel's very confident they are going to present evidence that will connect the two sides. We've heard members, including Jamie Raskin of Maryland, this is the Democrat who led the second House impeachment against former President Trump. Members like he and others have expressed a lot of confidence they're going to examine and show how these two sides could be connected. And yes, Bannon was part of that rhetoric in terms of talking on that podcast, as you mentioned, about what could happen on January 6th in basically this mission to overturn the election results of 2020.
And we also know that a former spokesperson for one of these groups is going to be testifying. So there will be people, you know, who have since left the movement who will be speaking.
It's possible. We have not confirmed that directly, but there are reports that a former spokesman for one of these extremist groups will appear. It's been very fluid in terms of dealing with the committee of who will be testifying in person, how we will see video. But yes, we could see former members of these extremist groups also sharing information and evidence with the public tomorrow, perhaps in person or by videotape.
Well, and Trump advisor Roger Stone hired some of these members of these extreme groups. He has been seen in pictures posing with the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. He pled the Fifth during his testimony. Will we likely see his name brought up?
His name could come up since he was tied into these groups at so many critical junctures leading up to January 6th on the day of. And as you mentioned, the panel did not really get cooperation from Roger Stone in terms of testimony details and what have you. But in cases like this, they have worked through other witnesses to fill in that picture. And that's perhaps how we will hear about him tomorrow.
NPR correspondent Claudia Grisales, ahead of tomorrow's January 6th committee hearings, again scheduled for 1 p.m. Claudia, thank you.
Thank you much.